Family planning has taken on a new precise meaning following a discovery that could help women determine exactly when they will lose their fertility. Researchers at the annual conference of the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology say a simple blood test will provide an accurate pointer of when a woman will hit menopause, and the test can even predict when young women may lose the ability to have babies. Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
The blood test measures levels of a hormone produced by the ovaries. It's known as anti-Müllerian hormone, or AMH, and can be tested in women as young as 20 to establish with an accuracy of within a few months when they will no longer be able to have babies. The 12-year study involved taking blood samples from 266 women at 3 yearly intervals. The women were aged between 20 and 49, and they also underwent physical examinations every 3 years. The test, developed by Iranian doctors backed by the World Health Organization, will be a boon for women who want to plan when to start a family. That's according to research leader Dr. Fahima Ramazani Tehrani.
Menopause occurs in a wide range from 40 to 60 years, but about 5% of women are at risk of early menopause, meaning being menopause at age less than 45.
How accurate is the blood test?
When we check the estimated age of menopause based on this phase with the actual age of menopause, we find that they are very similar, only 4 months difference between the estimated age and the actual age.
Doctors can already tell a woman if she's close to menopause, but this is the first time scientists have worked out a formula for linking AMH levels in younger women to future age of infertility. After testing the study on a wider sample, it's expected to be made widely available within 2 years. This is Emma Alberici reporting for AM.
IVF Australia is doubtful about the test's ability to make such accurate predictions about fertility and menopause. Professor Michael Chapman is a senior fertility specialist. He's speaking here with AM's Timothy McDonald.
I'm a little sceptical given that it's a statistical model rather than working on real patients and following them through to menopause. Certainly our data from IVF Australia would suggest that very low levels are very negative in relation to the onset of menopause in the next year or two. But certainly getting down to months and pinpointing it, I think, is a little unrealistic for one biological test.
And how accurately can we pinpoint the onset of menopause at the moment?
Oh, very inaccurately. With the hormone levels that we use, the pituitary hormones, give us some idea that a woman is heading towards menopause, but the window is still probably two or three years in accuracy.
Now, is it particularly useful in a fertility sense to know the exact date of menopause anyway?
Not in fertility treatment. What it does, a low level does tell us we need to get on and try treatment as soon as possible, because we know that menopause will be coming, but exactly when that will be is not sure. But it certainly enables us to have a sensible discussion with a woman about whether she should be moving quickly onto fertility treatment. So it does have a use.
Professor Michael Chapman from IVF Australia speaking with Timothy McDonald.